like following a star, so bright it's never dark. We seek hope.
Good morning. So good to have you come and join us in our worship service this morning as we come together on this first Sunday of Advent to come into God's house and to be together in worship as we approach the Christmas season. Visitors that are with us this morning, we want to say a warm welcome to you. We're glad that you can be with us this morning. Hope that you can come and be with us at other times as well. We're certainly delighted and glad to have you here with us this morning. We're starting a new sermon series, A Longing for Christmas. It's a four-part series for Advent, and today's message is part one, Living Hope. Hope in a child, in a baby, born 2,000 years ago. How can we put our hope in that? How do we manage when we celebrate 2,000 years later and we try to say our hope is in this baby that was born, that God sent, that came from heaven, that is the Son of God, that is God Himself? How do we put our hope in that and live with that hope? Well, that's the purpose of this message this morning. Living hope, celebrating the true meaning of Christmas. Are you excited that Christmas is coming? I'm sure there's some excitement because Christmas is coming. And that's the message of Advent. The word Advent from the Latin Adventus means coming. In the four Sundays of Advent, we prepare ourselves for the coming of Christ at Christmas. In other words, we get ready so when Christmas comes and that gift once again is reminded of what God has done for us, we're ready to receive that gift from God. We get ready. Are you ready for what God wants to give you this Christmas? Well, here's the problem. Getting ready for Christmas often means shopping and buying presents and wrapping gifts. Christmas often means getting a pretty tree and trimming it with lights and ornaments. It means decorating the house with greenery and lights. It means baking cookies and making candy and baking ham and turkey for special family get-togethers. And with all of this, when we're doing all of this kind of activity, it gets so easy to get caught up in that kind of busyness of the season that we find that we really have no time for the real meaning of Christmas. In other words, we miss the true meaning of Christmas. And that is of longing for Jesus. Many, many people celebrate Christmas every year without Christ. And we need to be careful lest we find ourselves among that group of people that is celebrating Christmas, but for the wrong reason. And we do not receive the blessing that God wants us to have. And we're going to talk about that today, about how to get ready for Christmas by living with the hope that God wants us to have. We all face problems. So today, we're going to talk about how God takes our problems, our struggles, our situation in living in our lives and uses them in ways that we would never expect it. In other words, we might be struggling. We might be having some health problems. We might be having some uncertainties about things going on in our life. But God wants to use those and show us how to have living hope. Hope can change anything that we face in life. Do you know why? Because God can change anything that we face in life. In Jeremiah 29:11, in our scripture lesson that we read, it said in that promise, it says, "For I know the plans that I have for you." Do you know that? That God has a plan for you. You're not somehow just bouncing around because of circumstances. God has a plan for each one of you individually. God has a plan for you, and God declares that so. Plans to do what? To prosper you, to make things good for you, and not to harm you. God's plan is not to bring harm into your life. He is to give plans to give you hope and a future. That's God's promises, and His promise is hope. Now, I have to admit that I'm a little disappointed with the word hope. Now, not hope itself, but with the word, that the way we use it. The way we use it today has nothing to do with the way the Bible uses the word. When we use the word today, it's sort of wimpy. We use the word today to mean, "I wish." We turn on the TV and, "I hope this is going to be a good Christmas movie." Or we are out busy around our shopping and we go to a fast food drive-through and we say, "I hope that I get what I ordered." And what we mean is, "I wish, I hope for." But the Bible doesn't use it that way. When the Bible uses hope, it doesn't mean "I wish," or it means it's a fact. It's a confident. It's not "I hope so." It's "I hope so I have confidence because I hope." It's "I hope so I'm not afraid." It's not "I hope so." "I hope so something." "I hope so I'm not afraid." "I hope so I can face the future." That's the kind of gift God wants to give us at Christmas. Hope. Someone said that this kind of hope, real hope, the hope that God gives, is like breath to the soul. It's like oxygen that keeps us alive. You can't live without it. That's the hope of God. You have to have God's hope because it gives spirit to the soul. Now, it's not just being an optimist. A lot of people mistake hope and optimism. An optimist sees the glasses half full, and the pessimist sees the glass as half empty. But a person of hope doesn't see how much is in the glass or how little is in the glass. All they see is that the glass is firmly in the hand of God. It's not about how much. It's about who. You can recognize that even in a world where things aren't perfect, God is still in control. He still holds things in His hands. I have had someone say to me, and through my years as a pastor, that they don't believe in God. That's not an unusual conversation to have with people. But I remember one conversation that said, "I don't believe in God because I don't believe He created human life." I think life evolved from the spontaneous mutations of microorganisms over millions of years. And the ironic thing about that statement is how much faith it takes to believe such an unlikely event ever taken place. Nowhere in our actual life over the millions and billions of years has there been a improvement of life, an improvement of things getting better. Ever since creation, things have deteriorated and gotten worse. And the thought of such that kind of reversal is hard to comprehend for me. Here's a four-word definition of hope. Hope is when I realize that God is in control. That's hope. God is in control. That's what hope is. And when I see that, then it changes everything in the way I live and how I live my life and how I face the things that come into my life. When I realize that God's plan will always prevail, I have hope. We all are in need of hope. Just look around. Watch the news. Hear the reports. The world is full of people in need of hope. We're living in a day in which people are having a general feeling of hopelessness regarding the future. Many people even look forward with a sense of dread. What's going to happen tomorrow, or next month, or next year? Because we're under the threat of terrorism. And there's talk of nuclear buildup. And there's news reports of new variants of the coronavirus. And there's mass shootings in shopping malls. My next door neighbor, who's also my aunt, she went to see her daughter down in North Carolina for Thanksgiving. And then the next day they went down to Durham to the shopping mall to do some shopping. And there was a shooting that took place. Three people were shot. My aunt is in a wheelchair, and there were several strangers that picked up the wheelchair and carried her down to where she could get on an elevator, and they were able to escape the building without harm. But there's fear. And such rapid happening these days. There's fear has engulfed our planet. Cases of depression on the rise, and suicide is now one of the leading causes of death in our country. We desperately are in need of hope. And experts say that this is the hopeless generation. Look around. We're living longer. We have more. We have more to take care of our needs. Never in human history have so many people had so much and lived for so long and been so depressed about it. Why? Because we find it hard to find hope. We need hope. We need the kind of hope that God gives us at Christmas, which God's hope gives us real life. Let's talk about what happens at Christmas when we have hope, God's hope, and how God brings that hope into our lives, and how God gives us that living hope. What happens if I have hope? How does it change me? Well, if I have hope, I can get started over again when I fail, when things get broken in my life, when I mess up, and I do. I don't intend to, but it happens. 2 months ago, my granddaughter called me and said, "Hey, Papa, I've got a problem. I can't get into my car. And I said, oh my, what's wrong? She said, I locked my keys in my car. That is a problem. So I go over and I get to where she's at and I walk around the car and I check all the doors and yep, it's locked. Can't get in. Now what? The car looked nice. It was washed and shiny and clean, and but it was unable to be used. That was useless in a sense. I know there are people like that. Their lives look great on the outside, but there's something going on inside, and they're all locked up on the inside. They're not able to live. They're not able to move forward. They're not able to be what God created them to be. Many things can look great on the outside, but when there's some problem, even if it's a very small one, if it's on the locked up on the inside, there's a big problem in your life. And something needs to be done, or you can't go on. Life is like that sometimes. You wake up one morning and life seems to have been put on hold. You're not going anywhere. You can't see the what's ahead of you, or the purpose, or the meaning, or you can't move on. Well, what do? You need hope. You need hope in God. And if you let Him, He will unlock that door. He will unlock that part in your life that has you strangled. He will fix that broken heart. He will fix that broken relationship. He will fix that broken spirit. And you can have a new start. Christmas is all about that. It's about that kind of hope. A hope that can fix what is locked and fix what is broken and give you new life. That's what Christmas hope is about. In Isaiah 40, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and they will not faint. Hope in God at Christmas helps you get started again. Helps you get going again when life is all locked up or all broken. Now, if I have hope, I can go on. Life is difficult, but with hope you can live with whatever burdens you in your life right now. You can make it through. It is hope that enables us to handle tremendous pressures and setbacks and difficulties. I've noticed that people who have hope can handle incredible amounts of burden in their lives. They're like the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, talking about the persecution that he faced in his life. He said, we had great burdens that were beyond our own strength. We even gave up the hope of living. Now, Paul was in some places where he was on a ship and it broke up and he was shipwrecked. He thought he was going to drown. That's a place to finally give up hope, think it's over. He was taken before many people, beaten many times because of preaching about Jesus. He faced times that they picked up stones and they actually stoned him and they thought he was dead and they drug him out of the city onto the garbage heap and they threw him out there thinking that that's the end of him. Many times he gave up the hope of living. And some of you may have felt that way from time to time. You feel like life is so heavy and problems are so bad that you feel like you're not sure how you're going to keep on. But Paul said, but this happened so we would trust not in ourselves, but in God. When you're going through a hard time and you look at the problem, if you're just looking at the problem, you will lose hope. But if you will shift your eyes even from the problem and begin to look to the one who's able to overcome that, and that is God, you will have hope no matter what you're going through. Even at the point where he wondered, am I going to make it? He was able to find hope because he looked to God. He could live with anything because of hope that trusting in God gave him. If I trust God, God is in control, and it's going to be all right even if I don't understand, even if I don't know how it's going to happen, even if I don't know how to overcome. If I trust in God, he is in control, and it's going to be okay. When I have hope, I can get unlocked. I can get started again. Well, when I have hope, I can go on, even in the midst of all the troubles I might be facing. And if I have hope, I can slow down and see life from a different perspective. Hope is what gives me the ability to not rush through life, but to slow down and find the importance of living, why I'm rushing around to do what I do. With life, it gets out of balance when we do too much, when we do too many things that we think are too important. Sometimes I'll go to the grocery store, and as I walk in, I say, well, I only want a few items. I see there's a basket there or a cart, but I just walk on by, and I said, I don't think I'm going to need that. I'm just getting a few things. And so pretty soon, I'm headed to the checkout line with my arm full of items, and they keep slipping out of my grip, and occasionally some of them will drop to the floor, and I pick up one, drop another. You know what I'm talking about? Well, here I am, and I'm standing in the self-serve line waiting for a register to come open, and I'm irritated because I can't hold this heavy weight, and it's taken too long to get a register. And that's a parable for what's happening in our lives many times. We think we don't need God's help right now. We don't need his cart of help. And so we'll just go on by, and we act as if we can get by on our own. But pretty soon we find that the burdens of life is too much, and our arms are too full, and our backs are too heavy, and that we realize we're not going to make it. We're losing it. We're dropping it. Life is not working. It's falling apart. Life gets out of balance when too much becomes too important. Without hope, we're always in a hurry because we've got to make things happen. We've got to make life happen. We've got to take care of these things. We don't know where we're headed, but we think we'd better hurry up and get somewhere before it's too late. Christmas should enable us to slow down just a little bit to help us realize we don't have to rush so fast. What is really important has already been given. We just need to receive that in. Take in what God wants us to have at Christmas. And that is a gift. In Psalm 62:5, it says, I find rest in God. Only he gives me hope. That's where you find your hope. That's where you find your rest. It's just dependent upon him. Hope and rest go together. Without hope, you'll find that you're very restless. But with hope, you'll find that you have a power to live life that you didn't even understand that you had. It's not something you have to manufacture and produce. When you have hope in God, then you're given power and strength, and you live above things. With hope, I can get started again. With hope I can go on. With hope I can slow down. And here's one final thing that hope does. If I have hope, it gives me the power to say no to the temptations of life. You see, hope is the foundation of our integrity. If I have no hope for the future, if I think there's nothing out there for me because I'm falling apart and losing it all, then truthfully, there's no logical reason to be moral. I'm just as well to think to eat and drink and be merry because tomorrow I'm going to die and it's all going to be gone. And it doesn't matter what I do now because there's nothing out there for me. That's a bad, bad place to be. Hope is the foundation for genuine integrity in our lives. In 1 John 3:3, it says, everyone who has this hope in Christ, keeps himself pure just as Christ is pure. When you have hope in Christ, you're going to want to live as he lived. You want to live with him and live as he taught. That's the power of hope in our lives. Now, the bottom line is this. Are you ready for Christmas? Not are you ready because you have done your shopping, or you done your baking, or you decorating, but are you ready because you have hope? You are ready because you are longing for Jesus to come into your life in a new way today. In other words, God wants you to receive that gift of hope today. That's what Christmas is all about. It's longing and waiting, longing for God to come and to give us his gift of power and forgiveness and love. God says, I want you to have hope this Christmas. My hope. And that's why I sent Jesus at Christmas. Jesus is our hope. Are you longing for Christmas? Or do you need hope? Hope for a new start. Do you need living hope? Are you longing for Christmas? Or do you need hope for strength to face the struggles that you're having in your life? You need living hope. Are you longing for Christmas? Or do you need hope to slow down and appreciate the gift of life that God has given you? You need living hope. Are you longing for Christmas? Or do you need hope to overcome some problem or temptation or struggle in your life where you're not living the way God would want you to live? You need living hope. Okay. Get ready for Christmas. And you do that by coming to God today and receiving the hope that he wants to give you. That is our only hope, is in God and his Son, Jesus. Would you pray with me? Loving God, Christmas is coming. And we need to ask ourselves, are we ready? We all face problems and we're all tempted to be discouraged by the problem. But today you come to us and bring us hope. Today, Lord, we trust you. We come to you. We trust you with our lives. We trust you with our problem. We trust you with our hurts. Lord, we need your hope. And we pray that instead of us trying to find hope and make it happen on our own, that God would come to you in this worship service, and we ask that you give us the gift of your hope today as we come and surrender to you. And may it be a new and fresh way that we go from this place changed because of that hope and that gift that you give. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hope is a candle.
Come home.